What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back here again today, finishing up our two-part episode on TubeBuddy. Definitely will be a bite-sized episode today. TubeBuddy is an AI YouTube assistant, essentially. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back here again today, finishing up our two-part episode on TubeBuddy. Definitely will be a bite-sized episode today. TubeBuddy is an AI YouTube assistant, essentially. Yesterday, we talked about the tool in general and some of its key features and offerings, things like their SEO and ranking tools, their tools to help you with channel optimization, their basic video and thumbnail tools, as well as some AI features that they offer. Today, we're just going to finish up talking about the remaining features that TubeBuddy from Ben Labs offers. These are their community management tools, their data and analytics experience, and also their bulk edit tools. Let's go ahead and get started. Their community management tools is where we'll start, and just a couple little features here, but both of them I think are really nice. One is the comment management. It's going to give you one place within TubeBuddy to manage all of your comments. You can use things like canned responses. You can do additional formatting or even word clouds, apparently, according to the website here. The other feature of their community management that I think is really helpful and really useful is a really good idea is called Pick a Winner. And I'll just read directly from the description here. It's going to allow you to transform your comment section into a winning lottery for your subscribers with Pick a Winner. Drive engagement and reward loyal viewers seamlessly. So I think that's a really cool idea to not only do something good or nice for your prospects and leads and subscribers on YouTube, but just a great way to increase engagement and build sentiment for your brand. Okay, moving on to their data and analytics tools now. A lot of great features here as well, starting with their retention analyzer, which is going to allow you to examine your videos or inspect your videos really for where the most important sections are as far as retention goes, whether the users are getting sucked in and the retentions are high in certain areas or the users are dropping off, both of which are very valuable things to know. Their next two features here are called Videolytics and Channelytics. And the Videolytics sounds like a pretty cool feature for sure, especially with the Chrome extension behavior, which is going to be native with the Chrome extension of the TubeBuddy tool. And essentially what they do is they walk you through a few steps on how you can analyze YouTube video in seconds. Step one is open a video and see the metrics on the top right side of the screen. I'm just realizing that I'm not sharing my screen for anybody watching on video. Sorry about that, guys. So I'll just hop over and you'll see the website again now. Anyway, step two, hover over the SEO score to see what improvements you can make. Step three, click on upvotes and mentions to see who's talking about the video on Reddit and X. And then you can even compare to another video to contrast with the video that you're actually examining. One good question here from the FAQs on the Videolytics is, how is Videolytics better than YouTube analytics? And the gang at TubeBuddy answer that with YouTube, you're only going to get analytics for the videos that you upload, but you're not going to be able to analyze the performance of your competitors' videos, which is a huge benefit of the feature set here within TubeBuddy. Beyond that, you're going to get recommendations on SEO and social applications as well for the video. Which YouTube analytics definitely won't give you. So a couple little enhancements over the basic YouTube analytics for sure. And then Channelytics is the analytics tool that's going to look over the content of your entire channel, obviously. And it's going to look to uncover insights and recommendations to improve your channel's visibility and optimize it for YouTube viewers. And a great use case here, and what they kind of lay out on the site again, is to have you go visit your competitors' YouTube pages and then allow analytics or channel analytics a little bit to load and pull up the data on that competitor YouTube page. And then you can compare and contrast. You can see what's working for them and see if there's anything you can implement in your channel to improve your metrics. Okay, last two features of the analytics data section of the tool here, and that is the competitor scorecard and the opportunity finder. So here you're actually going to be able to log or set a competitor YouTube channel that you want to track continuously and that you want to watch. And then within the TubeBuddy competitor scorecard user interface, you're going to be able to see those competitors and see their YouTube performance. And again, do some comparison to see if there's any opportunities that you are missing out on for your channel. And this next one here, the opportunity finder, sounds really interesting. So here what you can do is under the website tools, and in the launch pad within the TubeBuddy tool, you're going to be able to go and click on your videos, select the videos that you want to optimize. And basically, the Opportunity Finder is going to analyze that video and give you a list of suggestions that you are going to that are going to help boost the views and the engagement on that video specifically, which sounds like a super powerful and helpful feature to me. And then last but not least, on our part two of our baby-sized episode on TubeBuddy, we are going to talk about their bulk edit tools. Which is going to save you a ton of time editing your videos in bulk, of course, which if you have a daily show like I do is huge. If you need to take hundreds of videos or multiple videos and make a change across all of them, it's definitely going to take forever to go through and do each one individually. Well, this bulk tool is going to let you do them all at the same time. Things like deleting comments in bulk, bulk find, replace, and append for your titles and descriptions across your videos, which is a huge benefit there. If you have a logo or a watermark that you need to add to all of your thumbnails or something that needs to be added to all of your thumbnails, you can do a bulk thumbnail overlay. And then if you consider the cards within your YouTube cut here. And then they also address the cards within your YouTube video and the end screen. And for anyone who doesn't know, the cards are anything that pops up during the video promoting a link or a call to action of some sort. And then the end screen is the screen at the end, which typically suggests either to watch another video, whether it's the next video or the next relevant video, or to subscribe to the channel or something like that. So if you need to make changes to cards throughout your channel, throughout multiple videos, or the end screens on all of your videos, you can do that with the bulk card editor and the bulk screen, or excuse me, bulk end screen editor, which is awesome. And then finally is the bulk demonetization double check, which is going to quickly identify all the videos that you have that have been demonetized on your channel. And it's going to allow you to correct them as necessary to then boost your revenue, obviously. Okay, so that does it for our little rundown of the TubeBuddy tool. Thanks for sticking around for part two from yesterday. If you guys came back, I think the next thing we'll do here is do a little bit of a demo of the TubeBuddy extension within YouTube, within the YouTube studio. So anyone who is curious but not quite ready to pull the trigger on the tool can see how it works and get some ideas of how it might be able to help them. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.